how many fat cells do you have? It's a good question, isn't it? Is it genetics? And there's somebody that counted them, and apparently we have somewhere between 40 to 50 billion fat cells. Now, I didn't count them, and I don't know whether that's true or not. But we have a lot of fat cells on our body. Now, we can have them on our bum, and we can have them on our hips, and we can have them on the back of our arms. And I say that as a woman, because we carry fat there for a reason. Isn't it exciting that no woman has ever died from having a fat bum? It's not dangerous fat when it sits on your bum. It becomes very dangerous when you've got too much fat on your belly. Because when you've got visceral fat, fat that's around your organs don't work properly. So you don't want fat hanging around your organs. Now, the interesting thing about a fat cell is they don't have to be fat like this. They can be flat, like a flat balloon, because we only get fat in our fat cell when we put fat in there. So the really cool thing about being healthy, fit and strong, there's a lot of reasons to be healthy, fit and strong, but this is a really cool reason. When you are really fit and really strong, your respiratory quotient changes. That's where the calories are coming from that you're burning at the moment. So most of the time when we live in our aerobic system, which is where we live most of the time unless we're exercising at 100% effort, we burn carbohydrate, fat, and a little bit of protein. Carbohydrate, fat, and a little bit of protein. Wouldn't it be nice if your body was a fat-burning machine? So these things could be flat rather than round and big and dangerous if they're on your belly. So what happens is when you're really fit and really strong, your body says, I need to conserve carbohydrate for when I'm exercising. Because when you exercise at 100% effort, in the phosphate or the lactate system, you're only burning carbohydrate. When you exercise in the aerobic system, which is less than 100% effort, you burn carbohydrate, protein and fat. When you're resting and you're really fit, your body says, I've got to save the carbohydrate, I want to burn fat, more fat, when I'm resting. So you change your respiratory quotient to become a fat-burning machine. So these things can get thinner. So wouldn't that be awesome? So rather than trying to burn calories when you exercise, and particularly trying to burn fat when you exercise, and I know this is going to sound really odd, but I don't want to burn any fat when I'm exercising. Because if I'm burning fat when I'm exercising, it means I'm in the aerobic system, which means I'm not exercising at 100% effort. 100% effort, 100% results. 100% effort, you turn your body into a fat-burning machine. So the fat that's on your body gets burnt away. And once you've got rid of the fat that's on your body, and you need a little bit, but you don't need very much. And when you get rid of or you flatten out the fat cells, and I'll just make that a little bit more simple. Whether or not you've got 40 or 50 or 100 billion fat cells, it doesn't matter. If you empty them out, they're flat. So that's pretty cool. The challenge with these things, if they get bigger and bigger and bigger, so this gets two size bigger and bigger, each one of these has a little connection where it can make another fat cell. So we can actually get fatter and fatter and fatter because this big one will split and make another one, and that fills up as well. So if you want to be lean for the rest of your life, you've got to get rid of the fat out of the current fat cell and then stay healthy, fit and strong so that all the energy that you put into your body gets burnt up. Now, whether it's a calorie from carbohydrate, from protein, from alcohol, it doesn't matter. Everything eventually ends up in your fat cell. Fat goes there really easily. Carbohydrate will turn into fat if you've got too much of it. Protein will turn into fat if you've got too much of it. Alcohol never turns into fat. But when you're burning alcohol, you don't burn any fat. So in a roundabout way, anything excess ends up in a fat cell sitting somewhere. Now, it's not unhealthy to have fat on your ass, and it's not unhealthy to have fat on your hips, and it's not unhealthy to have fat on the back of your arms. But you might not like it. So if you want to be lean, healthy, fit, and strong for the rest of your life, get really fit, get puffed, get really strong, lift really heavy, turn your body into a fat-burning machine, get a really fast metabolism, get the fat out of your fat cell, and live your life to the max! Woohoo!